daudem al alle van de banen. De gachomim omen waar ik gatsoos. De gachomim kemaan schierlevel. Uwe de gachomim hoofdlaat. Rashi learns that the machlokas between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Gamliel, whether you can say Kriyishma only till the end of the first Ashmora, or all night, is in how you learn the pasuk b'shach b'chov kumecha. Does b'shach b'cha mean when people are beginning to go to sleep? Well, b'shach b'cha means the time that people are sleeping. The entire sleep time, which is night time. So how do the chachamim hold? They hold till chatzos. Right, if they hold when people begin to go to sleep, right, and then till chatzos is too late. If they hold the time that people are sleeping, then till chatzos is too early. So what do they hold? That's the Gemara side. With Rashi, chachamim commands sliyur lehu b'mashmos b'shoch b'chom b'torah. Ikra b'lezer sliyur lehu d'islay b'shoch b'chol kozman shibnei adam oskim leilech l'ikra l'ishkod zem makdim zem ma'acher. Then lame Mukra Belezer. Domus so far shmori shoma. The body calls a daito lisho kvar shoka biyoshe. If it means the time people are going to sleep, then the Belezer is right. So the shmori shoma is the time that people are going to sleep. The e karab ngamil sphere level. Lame Mukra ngamil. Rashi. The mash malay bishoch becha calls mancha b'nei adam shochti. Rab ngamil holds that bishoch becha means all the time people are sleeping. Yesh bechlal hazeh kol alayla. That includes the entire night. Then lame Mukra ngamil at Amun HaShachar. Then they should say that Kriya Shema can be said till Amun HaShachar. Where is this Chatzos? Where it says, La'olam Kram Gamliel Sfira Lahu. Really, Mitzad Hadim, they hold that Kram Gamliel. That you can say Kriya Shema all night. The Hodaka Amri at Chatzos, Kedei Lahalchi Kisa Adam in Adeva. And the fact that they said till Chatzos is only a Sion. It's only a Hakhoka, right? That people think they have so much time to say Kriya Shema, they'll keep putting it off until the time will go by and they'll end up not saying Kriya Shema at all. To the Tanya, Chachomim also siyog with the Breyer. The Breyer says that the Therish, the Chachomim made a siyog. Today Shlo Ye Odom Bormin HaSod of the Erev. And the reason by Kriya Shema they made such a siyog is afraid people would come home from the fields where they were working in the evening. The Omer, they would say, Eilich Lebesi, I'll go home first. The Ochel Kim or the Eshba Kim, I'll eat a little bit and drink a little bit. The Isham Kim, I'll rest a little bit. The Achatat Eper Kriya Shema, and then I'll say Kriya Shema. The Espala and Davin. The Chotfoso Shei, you know what will happen is that after eating a little bit and drinking a little bit, a person will end up not just lying down, but end up sleeping. The Yimtsu Yoshin Kololayla, end up sleeping all night and missing Kriya Shema completely. Aval Odom Bormin HaSoda, after they made the Xera, that you have to say Kriya Shema, the Chatzos, so then the person's not going to push it off. He feels the urgency of having to say Kriya Shema quickly, and therefore it'll come from the field, the Erev, Nichnas L'Beisak Nesu, go immediately to Shul. In Rogel Likros Kore, till this man Kriya Shema, he'll learn a little bit. In Rogel Lishmo Shona, if he knows how to learn Chumash, he'll learn Chumash, and if he knows how to learn Mishmais, he'll learn Mishmais. The Kore Kriya Shema, and then he'll read Kriya Shema, Umispal and Davin, the Ochel Pito Umavorah, and then he'll come home to eat. And that way, he'll have said Kriya Shema and not have pushed it off. Because over al Dibre Chachomim Chayiv Nisan, anyone who is over al Dibre Chachomim, Kore Tzgeder, Yishochen Ul Nachash, a person is over on these Gedorim of the Rabbanan, says Chayiv Nisan. Moses says, Maishma Bechol Duch to the Lopani Chayiv Nisan, why here did the Braisa have to point out specifically that if you're over al Dibre Chachomim, you're Chayiv Nisan, even though it applies everywhere? Why over here they have to say it? Maishma, Yiboy Yisarim Mushum Deika Only Shena. Here, it's more of a chance. Other Siyogim, there's a good chance that you'll keep them. But here, because it's possible that a person will be tired and will end up going to sleep and he won't wake up, therefore they have to be extra careful and let the person know that you're Chayiv Nisa if you don't listen to the Gzeira of the Chachamim and you end up, what's it called, pushing it off, you'll end up going to sleep and then everything will be lost. And also another reason is because here not only are we dealing with Kriya Shema, we're also dealing with Tfilas Arvis. And we want you to daven too. And I might think that Tfilas Arvis is only a Rishus. And therefore it's not so serious if you'll push it off or whatever. Kamash Malon, that not only as Kriya Shema, but even also because of Tfilas Arvis is a Chova, and we're afraid to miss davening too. Rashi. Kima Ma'at. eat a little bit and drink a little bit and so on. Shum on the shema. Hatokfosa lavra of the rechachonim. Here there's an extra added danger that the people may end up falling asleep. So if they don't have something to scare them, that if you're over on the rechachonim, the chayav nisa, they may fall prey to sleeping. So therefore, huskus kikula haziro yosef, they have to give them extra ian, extra fear. That what's it called, that if he's going to push off Kriyishma and end up falling asleep, he'll be chayav nisa. That'll keep him awake. Okay. Mimanda Omer, the common prayer of Tzilas HaShachar, later on, is this machlokas where the Tzilas Arvis is Rishuas Rechova. Okay. Now, there's a... let's finish the Omer and then we'll go back. Okay. Omer Ma, Kore Kriyishma Umispalo, Messiah Le Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, so the Braisa said that you read Kriyishma and then you daven Maariv. That is a support to Rabbi Yochanan. The Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Ezeil Ben Olam Habor, Zehasomet Gu'ula Letzvila Shal Arvis. Rabbi Yochanan holds, and really this Shaila, whether Somet Gu'ula Letzvila Shal Arvis or not, is later on in the Gemara. And when we get there, we'll discuss it more in detail. But here the Gemara brings it down Agav. And what's it called, Rabbi Yochanan held that even Maariv time, the brachos of Kriyishma come before Shmon Esrei. And there's an even of being Somet Gula Letfila. Before Shmon Esrei, you say Goal Yisrael, and then you say Shmon Esrei. The Indian of Smichas Gula Letfila, even by Maariv. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Omer Tfilas Be'emtza Tiknun. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, no, you don't say Kriyishma before Shmon Esrei in Maariv, just the opposite. First you say Shmon Esrei, and then you say Birchas Kriyishma. So there's no Smichas Geula Letfila. First comes Tfila, and then comes the Brachas of Kriyishma, and you end up with Geula of Goal Yisrael. The Maikon Mitzvah, what's the argument based on? Ibo Yisei Makroa, Ibo Yisei Masvara. Could be that they argue about a Pasuk, and there could be they argue about a Svara. And even if this is only for Rabbanan, right, the meaning of Smichas Geula Letfila, but still an asmachter from the Pasuk at least. Rabbi Yochanan saw the gula mi ursa no mi hadi. Right? And the gula ma'agis of the hadi. And the ma'isa, when we left Mitzrayim, we didn't go out at night. We only actually left Mitzrayim in the daytime. But we were capable of leaving after midnight, at night. So Rabbi Yochanan holds there was a gula already, right? Since theoretically they could have left. But it wasn't Gula Magus, it wasn't the complete Gula yet, it wasn't the finishing of the Gula, because they didn't actually. And therefore, since there was a Gula, there's an Indian of being shown as Gula Latvila, even at night. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi saw that Gula Lohavi Elamitzat, Lohavi Gula Magus. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, since the Maisha, they didn't go out of Mitzrayim until the morning, so since it's not a Gula Magus, therefore there's no Indian to be shown as Gula Latvila at night. Because the geula didn't take place at night. Ibo is ema kroh, and there's possibly other pasuk. Mishnei mikra echad dorshu. They both learn from the same pasuk. Yachsiv b'shach b'cha uvkumecha. It's a dinim kriyishma, not a dinim geula. According to the first reason, the reason that you're not so geula feel, because there wasn't a geula at night, or there was a geula at night. Right, so it's a dinim geula. According to the second reason, it's a dinim kriyishma. B'shach b'cha uvkumecha. Rabbi Yochanan shavah makish shchiva lekima. Right, just like when you get up, right? Makima Kriyishma v'yachakach tefila. Just like when you get up, it's clear. You say Kriyishma first, and then you say Shmona Esrei. Because in the morning, everybody holds the Zanin and Smichas Gula l'tefila. So in the morning, the Kriyishma precedes tefila, right? Af Shechiva. So we have a hekish that just like when you get up, that's the way you say Kriyishma and tefila, the order. So when you go to sleep, it's the same thing. So at night also, you say Kriyishma before Shmon Esrei. But Yeshua the lady saw the Makish Shriva Lakima. He holds just the opposite. Makima Kriyishma Somach Lumitaso. We have another, just like in the morning, when you get up, you say Kriyishma closest to getting up. Af Shriva Nomi Kriyishma Somach Lumitaso. So at night, when you say Kriyishma, it should be closest to going to sleep. So it should be after Shmon Esrei. Rashi. The Sayyaya Omar Markori Kriyishma Shal Arvis Tchila, the Akrakat Mispal. This is a supporter of Yochanan who said that if I married, you say Kriyishma before Tzvila. So they should use more Geula the Tzvila, nor they should be able to be Masnech Geula the Tzvila. Should say God Israel before Shimon Esrei. With the local of Yishuv and Levi, Gomer Tzvila the Achrika Kriyishma. Now like Yishuv and Levi who says the order of marriage is first Tzvila and then Kriyishma. Zeh HaSomech, the Chosh came to Shachris. The Iker Geulas Mitzrayim to Shachris, right? So it says, who's a Ben Olam Haba? A person who's Somech Geula Tzvila Shal Ardis, not only Ardis. Now she says, don't make the mistake to think that only if you're Somech Geula Tzvila Shal Ardis is an Inyan. But Shachris not, no, just the opposite. Kosher came Shachris, even Ardis. Persons of Ben Olam Haba is there Somech Geula Tzvila even of Ardis. Right? Kosher came Shachris. The Iker Geulas Mitzrayim to Shachris Avi. The main Geula for Mitzrayim, the actual leaving was in the morning. To the evening, Machos HaPesach, Yosu B'nai Yisrael. The day after the Korban Pesach, in the morning, they left Mitzrayim. Usmichas Geula Tzvila, Rams of David, the Sefer Tehillim. How do we know this concept of Smichas Geula Tzvila? That David HaMelech was Meranes in Tehillim, to see Hashem Tzuri, the Goali. Right? It says in Tehillim Yotes, Hashem Tzuri, the Goali. The Samech Le Yanch Hashem, the Yom Tzoran. In Tehillim Chav, it says Yanch Hashem, the Yom Tzoran. The Amir and the Brachas Yushalmi, Yisha'en Osome Gula Tfila, so that's the pasuk, right? One pasuk says Gula, and the next kapitel talks about davening. Yan Chashem Biyom Tzor is Tfila. Right? According to the Ramban, the limud is even stronger. The Ramban holds there's no mitzvah to daven specifically, but in an Eish Tzorah there's a mitzvah to daven. So Yan Chashem Biyom Tzorah is Dafka when there's a mitzvah Tfila. So the Hashem Tzuri, the Goali, precedes the mitzvah of Tzvila of Yanch Hashem B'Yom Tzora. And to others, it just means that Yanch Hashem B'Yom Tzora is a Lashon of Tzvila. The Rav Moshe should answer you B'Yom Tzora when you daven. And the Yerushalmi says, Mishe'en Osome Geula the Tzvila, L'mahu Dome, L'o'av Oshom Melech Shebo V'Dofak Al Pischo Shom Melech, Yotza HaMelech, V'matzo Shehitli, Afu Hitli. Right? The Yerushalmi gives the following marshal. Of the Somer Gula Latvila, right? Friend of the king comes and knocks on his door. The king comes out and he finds that the guy left. He knocked on the door and he left. Right? So the king leaves too. Eliyia other Mekariv Lakadish Baruch Levav Umiratseo Betishbachos the Kilushin Shal Yitzir Mitzrayim. Person knocking on the door is Gula, is praising the Rabbana Shalom for the union of Yitzir Mitzrayim, right? The who miskara they love, and that way you get closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. While you're close, then the king opens the door and now asks for what you have to do. Don't walk away. So the inyan smichas geula tzvila is to get close to the Ribbono Shel Olam before you ask for your tzrachim. Okay, and this closeness. Okay, we'll wait till we get to the sugya and later on of smichas geula tzvila. What the concept is. But Tashas, you get closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam by understanding him more. Yetzias Mitzrayim is the Yesod of Emunah. So by getting a greater understanding of Emunah, then you can daven to the Ribbono Shel Olam knowing more that he's there. So that's the idea of getting closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Enso Tiknum Ben Shnei Kriyishma. Okay, let's go on. Okay. Most of the Marbalei de Ravina. So now, Marbury Ravina asks a kash on this. The Erev Mevor Shtayim Lefaneho, Ushtayim Lachareho. Right? In the evening, you say two brachas after Kriyashma. Not just Goal Yisrael, you say also Hashkideinu. Right? The Eomers Boy Lismoch, you hold that you have to be Masmet Gula Letzvila. That immediately after Goal Yisrael. You daven, you can't do that at night anyway. You're going to have to say Hashkideinu. So anyway, even if you say Kriyashma before Tzvila, you're not being so much Gula Letzvila. Because there's a headstick between Goal Yisrael and Shmon Esrei. So a boy Lemuna Hashkideinu, you're not going to be able to be so much Gula Letzvila because you have to have another bracha in between Hashkideinu. Amre, even the Takinu Rabbanan Hashkideinu Kigula Richter Damya. Since the Rabbanan instituted a second bracha there, it's not a headset, but it's considered like a long Gula. And Hashkideinu also speaks about Gula, right? B'chaser Sotam Milfaneinu Nechareinu, and all these Geulas, all these savings from all different kinds of things, so it's also Me'inyan Geula. So, and since the Rabbanim were Mesakin it, it's not a Hetzer. So it's considered like Shomet Geula Lefil, it's all one long Geula. Goal Yisrael and Hashkideinu are also are the Inyan of Geula. The Elo Tema, because if you don't hold like that, right, that since the Rabbana were misakin, it's not a headset. And that's called Somet Gula Litzvila. Chakras ain't Motsi Somet. Chakras also is no Smuchas Gula Litzvila. Because you don't start Shmona Esrei immediately after Goal Yisrael, right? The Omer of Yochanan, the Tchila Omer Hashem Slosai Tiftach, who live a soul for Omer, you live a soul in a three. So you have to say Hashem Slosai Tiftach before Shmona Esrei. So the Chorah, that's what's called by Chakras also, not Somet Gula Litzvila. You don't start Tchila immediately after Goal Yisrael, you start Hashem Slosai Tiftach. Since the Rabbana Masak and Hashem Slosai Tifta before Shmona Esrei, it's considered like part of Shmona Esrei. So you saw the Gula Latvila. The Gula comes right before Tvila because the Hashem Slosai Tifta is considered like Tvila. It's not a Hetzik. Since the Rabbana Masak and to say Hashkiveinu, it's also considered Gula Richta. Rashi. Kriyishma is between the two tefillas. That Geula and therefore Tefillas Arvis comes before Kriyishma, and the second Kriyishma is before the is after Shmona Esrei. Since the actual Geula didn't happen at night, therefore what's it called, there's no inyan of being masnet Geula L'Tvila at night. Everybody holds that in the morning when there was an actual Geula, right, you have to be somewhat Geula L'Tvila. Okay, let's go on. Omer Belezer, Omer Avina. Kola Omer Tzihila L'David B'chol Yom Shovash Pamin. Whoever says Tehillah L'David, what we call Ashrei, as we mocked in the Pasuk of Ashrei before, whoever says Tehillah L'David every day three times, Mutzak Lo Shu Ben Olam Haba. My time. Elay Mishum Da'asu the Aleph Beis, if the mile of Ashrei is that it has all the Aleph Beis there, right, then Ashrei, Neima Ashrei Tmine Derek Da'asu the Tmine Haba. Then better you should say, the Ashrei Tmine Derek, which has eight times the Aleph Beis. The Aleph Beis is the Mila, then every day you should say three times what's it called Ashrei Tmimei Derech. Ela Mishum, the Isbei Posech Eshodecha. Because it has in it the idea that the Rabbana Shel Olam feeds everyone. Neima Allah Godel. That also is another Mizmor that has the same thing. The seed they know some Lechem Mechol Basar. Ela Mishum, this Beit Arte. No, both are Milas. And only this has both things in it. And the Sforim explained, what's the mile of both these things? The Aleph Beis represents the fact of Torah, Briyas HaOlam, which was created with the Aleph Beis, that the Ribon Shel Olam created the world. And Posech HaShadecha tells me that the Ribon Shel Olam didn't only create the world, he guides and can take care of the world on an ongoing basis. Both of those Yisodos and Muna, that the Ribon Shel Olam created the world, and he takes care of the world, that's the Ikra of Yiddishkeit. Omer of Yochanan, it may lano mitnei malo nemer nun di Ashrei. How come then the nun is missing from the Ashrei? As the mile of the Aleph Beis, but the whole Aleph Beis isn't there. The nun is missing. It may sheyesh bo mapoloson shel shonei Yisrael, because nun represents the falling of Klal Yisrael. Shonei Yisrael over here is a euphemism. It really should say mapoloson shel Yisrael, but in order not to say it in a way that's a curse on Klal Yisrael, the Gemara always says Shoneim Shal Yisrael, right, as a Lashon Sagino, as a euphemism. Deceived, Nafla Loshoshiv Kum Vesubas Yisrael. Pasuk says Nafla Klal Yisrael fall and never get up. In Marav and the Tarsi Lahachim. In Marav they used to learn the pasuk in a way that it wasn't so devastating. Nafla Loshoshiv Limkom. Nafla Loshoshiv Kama. You fall, but you won't continue falling. Oh. Kulum b'sudas Yisrael, get up, b'sudas Yisrael. So it's not a devastating pasuk. However, since the pasuk shot in the pasuk is not for the low sosif kum, that you'll fall and you won't get up, David HaMelech left it out of Ashrei. Even though there are many psukim and eicha and other things where it speaks about nefilas Yisrael, right? It speaks about the falling of Klal Yisrael, right? And in eicha there's nuns in the Aleph Beis, and there's a lot of tehillim that have the nun in them. So the Rashba says, only when you're being a Shabdeach, the Rabbana Shel Olam, you don't want to remind him of the Tzoros of Klal Yisrael because it bothers him. So when you're be Meshabeach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with such a Shevach of Bad Ashrei, then it's not Kedai to put in the Nun. But in other things where it's not such a great Shevach, or it's not Shevach at all, Stam, like Eich, or whatever, there you can have the Nun too. Omer of Nachma, Yitzhak, Afilu Hachi, Chazor, David, Besom, Chon, Beruch HaKadosh. Even so, even though it's another way of learning the Pasuk, David HaMelech felt that since the Toshit Pshat is that North level of Sosikum, so he left out the Nun, and immediately he supported Klal Yisrael with a Samach. Shenemah, Somech Hashem, L'chol HaNotrim. Okay, Rashi. Shalosh Pamim, Keneged Shalosh Tfilos. The three times are Keneged the Shalosh Tfilos. They're not at the three Tfilos, because you don't say Ashrei at night. But you say Ashrei three times, and the three times are Keneged the Shalosh Tfilos. This Beitarti, Vasu Ba'alat, is the Yesh Boshevach HaChonis Mosom L'chol Chai. Afilavaki, Apopisha Hitzik Nun, nickname the Filoshaba, below Oval Aramza, even though David Anel didn't want to even hint to the fact that Kladisor should fall, Chosev Aroma Smichas and Afila Tekefla. He was Miranda's that they need to be supported by saying Somech Hashem Lecholanotu. Okay? Homer Veloz of Baravino, Gabu Mashanemu Bemichoel, Yoshi Mashanemu Begabriel. Okay? Ever since we said something in the name of Veloz of Baravino, Tashit connection, so we're saying something else in Agadotah that Rebbe Lezer ben Baradino said. Greater what it says by Mechoel is greater than what it says by Gabriel. By Mechoel it says that one of the Sratim, right, flew over to me. The Ilu Gabi Gabriel Ksiv, the Ha'ish Gabriel Asher Ha'ishi B'chazom, the Tchila Mu'at B'yoyah. Double flight. My mashma the high echod mechoyel. How do you know the first one was mechoyel? It doesn't say mechoyel. It says echod min hasrotim. Right? How do you know that's mechoyel? On Reb Yochanan asher echod echod. Ksiv hocha vayoach alai echod min hasrotim. Ksiv hocha vihini mechoyel echod min hasrotim arishon. Bor lazrein. Just like over there, echod is used by mechoyel. Over here also, echod refers to mechoyel. Tana mechoyel ba'achas. Mechoyel is able to transverse his shlichus with one jump. Gabriel b'shtayim, Gabriel takes two jumps. Eliyahu b'arba, Eliyahu four jumps. And Malach HaMavis b'shmona, and Malach HaMavis takes eight jumps. B'shasa magefa b'achas, but in time of magefa and sakana, the Malach HaMavis can go much faster. He can go in one jump. Okay. Okay, a few things here that we want to go over. Let's go back. No, we have to Rashi. Didn't rest in between. One jump he does a jump. Mu'at b'yoach, stay prichas, two jumps. Ba'achas, b'pricha achas. Okay. First of all, let's go back to, says a person shouldn't say, I'll come home and eat a little bit and drink a little bit. So the Rishonim, Tosis over here right away, says it. That's also to eat before Kriyishma of night. Okay, Shaila is now, what's also to eat and when is it also to eat? In mincha time, the halacha is clear that a half an hour before Zman Mincha, you're not allowed to eat a meal. So does that apply to Marat too? Does the Zman of Isra of eating start a half an hour before or not? The Rashba and the Beis Yosef, the Beis Yonah all say that just like by Mincha, it's a half an hour before the Zman, so too by Marat, it's a half an hour before the Zman. Tosfos this here. And the Mordechai say that Marat is different than Mincha. Mincha is a very short time, so they had an asher half an hour before. Hashem in Marav is a long time. You have a long time to say to daven Marav, and therefore, what's it called? They didn't asher half an hour before. It's also only Mizman, when Mizman Kriyishma comes. The Taz holds that even according to the Rashi, never meant to say half an hour. Just a little bit before. A little bit before Mizman Kriyishma, you're not going to eat, not a full half hour. And so we have three shittas. The Taz shita is that a little bit before Marav you're not allowed to eat. The Rashba and the Beis Yosef, that's not the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, is a half an hour before Marav you're not allowed to eat. And the, what's it called, the Tosfos and Mordechai hold that only from Zman Kriyishma on. The Shaila is how much you're not allowed to eat. The Trumas Adeshin holds, you're not even allowed to taste anything. Even less than a kazayis, even less than a meal. Okay, Te'ima is also. Not allowed to eat anything. And the tour, Morgan Avraham hold that Te'ima's mutter, just not allowed to eat a meal. Not allowed to eat a kazayas or a kabeya of food. Another shaila is, what's it called, are you allowed to do work? by mincha time, you're not allowed to work either. Not only aren't allowed to eat, you're not allowed to do certain malachas. Do those things apply before maariv or not? Okay, the Rambam is mashma that only eating is asur, and the Rashba holds it as mamish the same thing as mincha. Whatever you're not allowed to do before mincha, you're not allowed to do before maariv, right? And that's what the Halakha Yosef says. Or it didn't bring it in the Shulchan Aruch, right? And the Morgan Avraham and the Mishaburo all paskin that like the Shita that everything that's asur before mincha is asur before maariv too. Okay, same halach. Okay, now this Chayiv Nisa. It says that a person is over al divrei chachamim is chayiv nisa. So first the Shaloh HaKadosh says why? I mean, the rice is you're not chayiv nisa for everything, and every drabon you're chayiv nisa. So he says since the rice is people are more careful in, they didn't need that extra incentive of being chayiv nisa. But since the rabbanim's people are not so careful, so therefore the rabbanim shalom made a special chayiv nisa to make people have more incentive. This is similar to what the Rishonim say. The Ramban says because something has a greater death penalty doesn't mean it's more chomer of an issa, just the opposite. Because it's not so chomer, you need the death penalty as an incentive, a deterrent. Right? Something that's more chomer, you don't need such a deterrent. So here also would be the same idea. Rabbi Yonah says a different idea. He says when people are over their rices because they're the Yitzhara, right? But when they're over their Rabbanim, it's because they don't believe. Right? Ah, so only the Rabbanim. So Aveira of Emunah is much more serious than Aveira of Yetzer Hara. So the Raisis people are over because they not because they don't believe, because of their Mezalzel in the Aveira, just because of Yetzer Hara to do it. I think it's the Rabbanan usually is a Chesarna of Emunah, and therefore it's much more serious. So instead of going to sleep, he goes to Shul and then says Krishna, knowing that if he, shadows like this. What happens if you didn't say Kriya Shema according to the Chachamim, that you have to say Kriya Shema by Chatzos? What happens if you said it after Chatzos? Are you Yotze the Mitzvah or not? So Rabbeinu Yonah says according to the Chachamim, they will Matkia the Mitzvah. If you didn't say it by Chatzos, there's no Mitzvah B'chlav. So not only are you Chayiv Nisa for being over the Takon of the Rabbanan, you're not going to be Yotze Kriya Shema B'chlav. Okay. Others hold that you'll be Yotze Kriya Shema, just you're over Takon and Rabban, you're Chayiv Nisa. It's more mashma in the Gemara, right, the Choran Rabban Yonah's big kasha, and that is, if the Rabbanan took away the mitzvah, that should be enough of incentive. You won't be Yotze the mitzvah, right? Why do you need to be Chayiv Nisa, right, to be the incentive? The incentive is you won't be Yotze Kriya Shema, right? But if you are Yotze Kriya Shema, it's just you're over a Takon and Rabban, and then you need an incentive that even though you're going to be Yotze Kriya Shema b'di'evad, but you're going to be Chayiv Nisa, that's the incentive. But if you're not Yotze anyway, then what do you need such an expert incentive over here? Next, the Somech Geula L'Tzkiva Shel Arvis. Okay, how do we paskin? Are you Somech Geula L'Tzkiva of Arvis or not? Tosfos and the Baal HaVachos Gedolos, Paschim and Rav Yochanan, that you have to be Somech Geula L'Tfila at night. The Rav Amram Gong holds that you don't have to be Somech Geula L'Tfila, and he says that's why we say Kaddish. Between Ashkivenu and Shmon Esrei, we're Matzik with Kaddish. So we're not Somech Geula L'Tfila, there's a Kaddish there in between. And the reason we say Kaddish is to show that it's what's it called, that we're not Somech Geula L'Tfila. That's what the Rav Amram Gong says. So we have to understand, according to those who hold that you do hold Somech Geula, what do we say Kaddish for? Okay. Now, there's what's it called, another problem here. In Chutz La'aretz, they also add something else. After Hashkivenu, right, Baruch Hashem Leolam, Yiru Einenu. Okay? So, Lechora, that also is Hefsek. Right? If you hold that you have to be Somech Geula Tzvila, what do you do? Those Pesukim, Tosfos here, this Tosfos speaks about that. So, Tosfos says that since it's a Takana, it's like Hashkivenu. Just like Hashkivenu was a Takana de Rabbanan to say a second bracha, and that's considered like Gula Richta, so Baruch Hashem Leolam is also like, we'll see, either Gula Richta or like Tzvila Richta. We'll see in 1 second which one it is. But whatever it's Takana, it's not a Hefsek. So all of those things that the Rabbanan were Mesakin, or the Minig was Mesakin, are not considered a Hefsek, even if you hold you have to be Somer Gula L'Tzvila. Okay? Now the Rashba and the Ritva both hold that, only according to the Shita that you're not Somech Geula L'Tfila, there's a minute to say these psukim. Those psukim were said according to the opinion that there's no mitzvah to be Somech Geula L'Tfila by Arvis, right? And that's why they said a Kaddish. They said these psukim, they said Kaddish, But according to Rabbi Yochanan, you shouldn't say that. You shouldn't even say Kaddish. And Tataka Ramban said you shouldn't say Kaddish by Malik. Right? He said Hashkidenu, and then immediately said Shimon Esrei. There's no Kaddish, according to the Ramban, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that you have to be some of Gula Tfila by Malik, there's no Kaddish before Shimon Esrei. That's what the Ramban holds. Okay? The Rabbeinu Yom explains a little bit more. He says that originally, Tfilas Arvis was Rishus. And therefore, many people didn't daven Shimon Esrei, because they were only Rishus. So what they did is they were Masakin Tzukim, that have 18 mentions of Hashem's name, and that took the place of Shimon Esrei. So after you said Ashkivenu, it's as if you were saying Shimon Esrei by saying Baruch Hashem Leolam. So that was the Smichas Gula L'Tfila, because they didn't say Tfila. They only said something that was a remembrance of Tfila. And then they said Kaddish after that, and they didn't daven. Kaddish ended the Tfila. So they said a Kaddish as the end of the Tfila. This is how originally it was. When Tfilas Arvis was totally Rishus, many people didn't daven Shimon Esrei. So what they did is they said Hashkivenu, they said something similar to Shimon Esrei, and ended with a Kaddish. Later on, Tfilas Arvis became like a Chova, because people were no aid to daven. But they kept the original Takona. So therefore, they still said Baruch Hashem Leolam, they still said a Kaddish, even though they were going to daven. But since the Baruch Hashem Leolam is like Shmona Esrei, so there's already an idea of Smichas Gula Tfila from Hashkivenu to Baruch Hashem Leolam, even though it's not the real Shmona Esrei, that was enough to already let them say Kaddish after Baruch Hashem Leolam. Okay. The Rashba mentions there was a Gzeira, that they didn't let them daven Shmona Esrei. So they said Baruch Hashem Leolam in place of Shmona Esrei, and then a Kaddish afterwards, and even after the Gzeira went away, they continued with the Kaddish, the Baruch Hashem Leolam, and the Kaddish, including Shmona Esrei. Okay. And the Rebbe Vaughan says, Ad Kedei Kach, that if you're going to say a Kaddish, you're going to be not so much Gula Tfila. So during the week, you say Baruch Hashem Leolam, and that's like Shmona Esrei, that's Nichus Gula Tfila, then you can say the Kaddish afterwards. Right? Because you don't have to be some of Gula L'Tfila Mamish as long as you're some of the renders of Tfila. He holds in Shabbos, he should say Baruch Hashem Leolam too. In order to be able to say B'Shomru and a Kaddish. Because otherwise, how can you say B'Shomru and a Kaddish? Should be Masik named Gula L'Tfila. So if you don't have a renders of Tfila on Shabbos, it doesn't work. So the Rav Ron holds you even say Baruch Hashem Leolam on Shabbos. Okay, that which it says Hashkivenu is Gula Richter. Can you be Masik at night? Okay, between Hashkivenu, or between Kaddish and Shmona Esrei, and announce Yalav Yavam. Okay, we hold, according to Tosfos, whatever, we paskin, that you have to be Masmich Gula L'Tfila, even by Maariv. So how about announcing Yalav Yavam between Kaddish and Maariv? Is that a Hefzik or not? So the Rashba says, since it's Sorech HaTfila, it's not a Hefzik. And that's also called Somech Gula L'Tfila, since it's Sorech HaTfila. And the Darkei Moshe says, if that's the case, then even Shachris between Gad Yisrael and Shimon Esrei, you should be allowed to announce Yalav Yavam, Tzorech HaTfila. It's not considered a Hefzik. Okay? However, why Taka, according to this, don't we announce it Shachris also? So it could be, since at night they were massacring so many things in between anyway. There's Hashkivenu, there's Baruch Hashem Leolam, there's a Kaddish. There are all different reasons, but Lamaisa, you don't have Geula directly before Tfilah, all these had Terim, so you can be Shomach HaTfilah also of Tzorech Tfilah. But in the morning, it's mamish one next to the other, right? They weren't somech on any kind of heterim, so they're not somech on this either. Better to do it mamish gula l'tfila. But mikra din, according to the Rashba, you'd be allowed to announce Yalav Yavam in the morning, because it's somech atfila, it's not considered a hetzik. The Shulchan Aruch holds that Yiru Einenu is geula richter, and the Ramah holds that it's tfila richter. It's part of tfila, and that's why you can say Kaddish afterwards, because it's like you were somech gula l'tfila already when you said Baruch Hashem Leolam. Okay, the Gra holds that you shouldn't say any psukim after Hashkivenu, and you shouldn't even say Kaddish. The Gra holds there shouldn't be a Kaddish at Maariv. Okay, Maisa, we don't hold like that. The Orech HaShulchan says that the Kaddish is Geula Richter, because the Kaddish speaks about Geula, right? Agolda, this man Korib. So the Kaddish itself is also part of Geula. Just like Hashkivenu is Geula, the Kaddish is also Geula. Okay. Okay, another shayla, which is more chashuv, shmichas gula l'tfila at night, or tfila b'tzibur. In the morning, it's clear. Since shmichas gula l'tfila in the morning, everybody holds up. That's more important than tfila b'tzibur. So if you come late to shul and they're starting Shmona Esrei, you don't start Shmona Esrei in the morning. you have to say Birchas Kriyas Shema, Bimas Megula Tefillah, even though you're going to daven Biyachidus. At night, what's the halacha? So the Shulchan Aruch paskens that since at night Smichas Gula Latfila is not Lekulei Alma, right? And it's not as important as the daytime. Tefillah B'Tzibur is more important. So if you come late to Maariv, now you start Shemona Esrei with the Tzibur, you say Shemona Esrei first, and then afterwards you say Birchas Kriyas Shema and Kriyas Shema, even though you won't be so much Gula Latfila, but Tefillah B'Tzibur at night is more important than Smichas Gula Latfila. Okay, now the Gemara says over here, Hashem Slosai Tiftach is Ketfilah Arichta. What does that mean? It means that it's Mamish Tefillah. Rabbanan started the tefillah with Hashem Slosai Tiftach. Or no, it's not really tefillah. It's an addition. It's just, it's not a hetzik. It's ketfilah arichta, meaning the God of the hetzik. It's not a hetzik between gula and tefillah. But it's not tefillah. That's enough to mean it. Does the Shulach Tzibur have to say it or not? If it's tefillah mamish, then the Shulach Tzibur has to say it. It's part of his tefillah. But if it's just, what's it called, not a hetzik, then maybe the Shulach Tzibur doesn't have to say it. It's a machlokus. The Beis Yosef brings down the Rabbeinu Yisrael that the Shatz has to say Hashem Slosai Tiftach out loud, because it's part of Shmoneh Esrei, and that is the meaning of Sfaradim. The Mogen Avraham says no, Shatz should say it the Lachash, and that's how Rav Tzadik Gaon says also, they know that they not smoke, and that's pretty much how Minig Ashkenaz is. And what's it called, the Rabbeinu Yonah, the Manig say that it's not Tefillah, it's a Bakosha, that we should have Kavona and Tefillah, it's a Netilas Rishus before you daven, it's not Tefillah itself, it's just, it's not a Hetzik. That's not Tefillah, therefore the Chazan doesn't say it out loud. It's not Tefillah B'chlau. Okay, how about Yulu Ratzon? Does the Shatz have to say that or not? The Beis Yosef says the Shatz doesn't say Yulu Ratzon. He's saying the Chan Tiskabel that he says in Kaddish later on. And the Shalom and the Gros say that the Shulach Tzibur should say Yulu Ratzon, but they don't say he should say it out loud. Because he should say it, because that's part of Shimon Esrei. Also, he should say it. He doesn't necessarily have to say it out loud, just like Hashem Tzvah say Tiftah, also the Shulach Tzibur doesn't have to say it out loud. Okay, that which it says, Kol HaOmer Tehillah LeDavid, three times a day, the Rosh is not Golus three times. Right? In other words, even one time is enough to be a Ben Olam Haba. We once explained the difference between Kol Yisrael Yeshua Chelek Olam Haba, means that you have a Chelek, but you could lose it. Right? Also, you have a Chelek, but it may take Yisurim to get it. Ben Olam Haba is, you're not going to lose it, and that you're shooing into Olam Haba, Tosha says. No Yisurim. So the Rosh says one time is enough. And Rav Nutur Naigon says really one time is enough. So why say three times? Because out of the three times, maybe you'll say it once wrong. Right? So a lot of things like that we shown him say. That they're in the second to say three times, because at least if you say it three times, one time you'll get it right. Okay? The Raya is that you don't have to say it three times a Shabbos. Shabbos we don't say Ashrei three times. Say Shabbos, we do say Ashrei three times. Okay, but the Maisa, there was a minig not to say Ashrei before what's it called Musaf on Shabbos. Only to say it by Mincha and by Pesukah Dezimra. The Rambam, the Maisa holds that you do say Ashrei, like we say, what's it called, before Musaf also. Shabbos, what if you didn't daven Mincha, you're davening Maariv twice? So you missed Ashrei. Do you make up the Ashrei? The Ramah says that you should say Ashrei between the two Shemoneh Esreis. So you'll make up the third Ashrei. And the Bach says that you shouldn't say Ashrei after Mincha. And once Mincha is finished, you don't say Ashrei anymore, and Tatalim. So you only said it two times that day. The Mogen Avraham says that's only if it's night. But if it's still the daytime, even after Mincha, you can still say you can still say Ashrei. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't find anything that explained what it is, and this is what I see.
Mechoel is Midas HaChesed. He comes from the Yesod of Mayim. And for Chesed, the Ravon Shom lets him do his job in one jump. Gabriel is Midas Gevura, Din. He comes from Eish. So there, Midas Puranios, the Ravon Shom doesn't let happen so fast, so he needs two jumps. Eliyahu HaNavi is not totally a malach. He was made of four different yesodos. So he takes four jumps. In other words, he was from the two heavier yesodos. Besides water and fire, there's also earth and water, fire, earth, and air. And so Eliyahu is also, what's it called, needs four jumps. And the Malach HaMavis, before the Rabban Shem let somebody be killed, he needs seven jumps. And that's the reason we have, by a Levaya, seven mamodos. Seven times, and then the eighth time, he finally is able to get him. So the Marsha says that's why we have seven stops when we bury somebody, we stop along the way 7 times, and a lot of things are available. We have to do it 7, because it takes 7 times before finally the person's neshama is taken. What does that have to do over here, besides the fact that it's the same on the Omer, who said the previous things? Since we said that Nefila, the Rabbanu Shel Olam, when he brings Mapola on Klal Yisrael, right? But still, Yisomech Hashem L'chol HaNoflim, so it shows over here also, for things that are negative things, falling down takes harder to do. And the Smicha, the Mechoel, who's the positive things, that the Rabbanu Shel Olam lets happen easier. So there's a connection a little bit to what came before too.